This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. The CU Board of Regents approved a $1.3 million departure payment for President Mark Kennedy that covers the remainder of his contract. Kennedy cited a change in the board's focus and philosophy for leaving.
It's been an honor to work with you and the many hardworking people that have advanced CU to make sure that we're delivering on our mission to discover, to teach, to serve.
Officials say Kennedy didn't resign, nor was he terminated. It's more of a mutual decision after the board flipped to a Democratic majority following the November election. Two backcountry snowboarders who triggered an avalanche early last year will not pay for damages. CPR's Corey Jones reports they settled a criminal case.
$168,000. That's how much Tyler DeWitt and Evan Hannibal could have owed if found guilty. The slide buried a service road and destroyed an avalanche mitigation unit near I-70 in Summit County. The two reported it and handed over video to help with the investigation. The snowboarders and the state's own Avalanche Information Center argued a guilty verdict could keep others from reporting future slides or cooperating with investigators. As part of their plea deal, the defendants will agree to community service. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
A flash flood warning is in effect for the next 45 minutes for areas burned by the Cameron Peak wildfire, including just north and south of State Highway 14. Beautiful day across Colorado, Denver 69, Colorado Springs 62. This is CPR and KRCC.